إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be conscious of Him and to give thanks to Him for all of His blessings. For whoever thanks Allah for His blessings, Allah will increase him in His bounties. And it is imperative upon all of us, a duty, to make a just estimation of Allah. To make a just estimation of Allah and to worship Him as He deserves, and to be obedient to Him and submit to His laws, and to avoid anything that is associating partners with Allah Most High and Powerful and Mighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the right of Allah upon us is great. If we reflect upon Allah's greatness, we should realize how great Allah's right is upon us. It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the seven heavens above us, in relation to the kursi, the footstool of Allah, the seven heavens in relation to the footstool, the kursi of Allah, is like a small iron ring thrown into a vast barren desert. This is the likeness of Allah's footstool. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and Allah's arsh, His throne, in relation to His footstool, is like that vast desert in relation to the small iron ring. So beloved brothers in Islam, we think about the greatness of Allah, and we should recognize His right upon us. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِهِ. Have we made a just estimation of Allah? Have we given Allah's right upon us to Him? Have we reflected upon the duty that we have towards Allah? Do we glorify Him as He should be glorified? Listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as narrated in Al-Bukhari. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a mule when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Mu'adh. He said, "Oh Mu'adh, do you know what Allah's right is? Do you know what Allah's right is upon His servants? And do you know what the right of Allah's servants is upon Allah?" So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he turned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Allah and His Messenger know better." So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching him a valuable lesson, a lesson that is indeed valuable for all of the Ummah, he said that the right of Allah upon His servants is that they worship Him alone and do not make partners, associate deities and partners with Him. And that the right of the servants of Allah upon Allah is that Allah not punish them if they worship Him alone and do not make shirk, do not associate deities alongside Allah Most High and Mighty. Fellow Muslims, this hadith teaches us a very important lesson, which is that Allah Most High, He has the greatest right upon us, His ibad, which is to worship Him without any shirk. And indeed, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is a great transgression, a great wrongdoing, a great oppression. Allah Most High, He says,
حُنَفَاءُ لِلَّهِ غَيْرَ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطُفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing those who worship Him, حُنَفَاءُ لِلَّهِ. حُنَفَاءُ meaning they make no partners whatsoever with Allah Most High and Mighty. And then He says, and whoever assigns a partner with Allah, whoever takes anyone as a deity besides Allah Most High, it is as if he has been thrown down from the sky to the earth. Or it is as if a bird has taken him and thrown him away to a far away place. Indeed, shirk is a great abomination. It is a great wrong. So we must beware and be conscious of those things that constitute shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the things, beloved Muslims, that we must beware of, is that we must stay away from all unrecommended and forbidden supplications, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways that were not taught or are innovative ways of approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should refrain from any unrecommended or forbidden types of dua, seeking closeness to Allah by other than what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. And from the types of shirk are taking objects as a means of cure from illness, taking superstitious objects as a means of protection to take benefit and cure or ward off harm. These objects cannot cure a person, nor can they ward off any illness from them. And from the types of shirk with Allah Ta'ala is visiting fortune tellers and soothsayers and those who claim to have knowledge of the unseen world. Visiting these people and believing that they speak the truth is shirk with Allah Ta'ala. They command people to sacrifice, to do udhiyah to other than Allah. And this is a type of shirk. They command people to make the acts of worship that should be for Allah alone, to His creation, to the jinn, to those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers in faith, keep your tawheed pure from shirk. And it is not permissible to seek blessing or barakah from certain objects such as trees or graves or masjids or stones. It is not permissible to seek barakah from trees or stones or graves. It It is narrated that when the Sahaba, they went out for the battle of Hunayn. This was near the time of Fathi Mecca. They went out for the battle of Hunayn. And the mushrikeen, they had a tree, a lot tree, which they used to hang their weapons upon, seeking blessing by it. And they used to go under that tree and worship there. So the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they came upon a huge low tree. A huge low tree. And so they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us a low tree like the mushrikeen have a low tree. Give us Zati Anwat, the name of the tree, so that we may get blessing by it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, he said, woe to you. He said, you have asked what the Bani Israel asked for Musa, from Musa. Give us a God like they have gods. You have asked for a God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel, they asked Musa to give them a calf that was worshipped in derogation of Allah. So he said that taking this tree and seeking blessing and barakah from a tree, it is as if, just as the Bani Israel, they had asked Musa alayhi salam for a god, just like the mushrikeen have a god. And then he said, by him who is in my soul, indeed, he said, indeed you are ignorant people. You shall follow the path of those before you, little by little. The hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad. Respected brothers in Islam, we must also beware of trying to seek blessing, or know that it is impermissible, haram, to seek blessing by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the place that he was born. Going to those places seeking blessing and barakah from those places, this is not permissible. It is not permissible to seek the blessing from any mosque, even the Haram of Mecca. Touching its walls will not bring blessing. It is only permissible to touch the black stone or kiss it, and touch the Yemeni corner of the Kaaba. This is the only thing we are allowed to touch. As Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I have never seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touch anything of the Kaaba except the black stone and the Yemeni corner. This is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And Umar radiallahu anhu, when he kissed the black stone, he said, I know you are only a stone. You can neither harm nor benefit. Had I not seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing you, I would not have kissed you. This hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. Beloved brothers in Islam, seeking help from the dead is a form of major shirk that takes one out of the fold of Islam. Seeking help from the dead, or calling on the dead, or supplicating to them, these are all things that nullify one's Islam. Slaughtering to the graves to appease them, these are acts of idolatry that are done by the friends of the shaitan. It is major shirk. And the one who does it and dies on that state will have eternal condemnation. Allah Most High, He says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah Most High, He says, مَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Who is more astray than the one who calls on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one that cannot answer his dua until the day of judgment. And indeed, they are even unaware of the call of those who call. Those saints in the graves, they are unaware of the people that are calling upon them. Beloved Muslims, going to excess with regards to the graves of the dead, or the graves of the prophets and the righteous people, by building structures over them, building domes over them, building tombs above them, or plastering them, these are all things that are forbidden by the Sharia of Islam. They are indeed an avenue, a wasila to shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the last words, or some of the last words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his dying moments, he would cover his face with a sheet and uncover it due to the pain that he was feeling. And then he said, cursed be the Yahud and Nasara. Cursed be the Yahud and the Nasara, because they made graves of the prophets into mosques. He warned his ummah from taking his grave as a place of worship. He warned his ummah against what the Jews and the Christians had done. Beloved Muslims, building structures over the graves, or plastering them, or engraving upon them, are all things that lead, they're all things that are unlawful. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade plastering the grave and writing upon them, engraving upon them. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentions in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent me to Yemen, he said, do not find any grave that is raised up. He said, do not leave any statue. When he sent Ali to Yemen, he said, do not leave any statue except you destroy it. And do not leave any raised grave that is raised up except that you level it. You level it, make it flat. Because these things are avenues to shirk. Building above the grave, making temples, or making structures above the graves, they are avenues to shirk. Indeed, even more than this, having the intention to worship Allah at the grave of a prophet is forbidden, and it is a means of shirk. This is why we are not allowed to make dua at any grave, even that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not allowed to make a dua. We are not. That is why making supplications at the graves, even the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is forbidden. Abu Ya'la, he narrated that Ali ibn Hussein, he saw a man entering a doorway near the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would go in that doorway and worship. So Ali ibn Hussein, he forbade the man from doing that. He forbade the man from going there and making dua near the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, let me narrate a hadith that I heard from my father. His father was Hussein, who heard it from his father, who was Ali, who heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah said, do not turn my grave into a place of festival. Do not turn my grave into a place of festival. And do not turn your houses into graveyards by not worshipping in them. But invoke blessings upon me wherever you are, the blessings will reach you. اللهم صل على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله سرا وعلانية. Beloved brothers in Islam, have taqwa of Allah in secret and in open. From the means of making tawheed in Allah is implementation of Allah's laws upon His servants. Implementation of Allah's laws upon His servants and removing the obstacles to the implementation of Allah's laws. This is part of glorifying Allah. It is incumbent upon all of the Muslims to submit and humble themselves to the law of Allah. All of the Muslims and all of the leaders of the Muslims, they must humble themselves to the law and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must surrender to the judgments of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they must fight to anything that counters that. Indeed, anybody who makes a judgment besides the judgment of Allah and His Messenger, then he has made shirk with Allah. He has made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as if he has worshipped an idol besides Allah. Anybody who gives judgment to the rules or establishes rules and laws other than what Allah and His Messenger have taught, it is as if he has made shirk with Allah, he has worshipped an idol besides Allah Most High. Anyone who believes that others' judgments are better or equal to Allah's judgments, or even if he believes that it's permissible to judge by other than what Allah has commanded, then he has committed shirk and kufr, and he has left the fold of Islam. Let me repeat it for the importance of this point. Anybody who believes that it is permissible to judge by other than the judgment of Allah and His Messenger, or believes that any other law or ruling is better than the judgment of Allah and His Messenger, or that it is permissible simply to judge by anything that contradicts the law of Allah and His Messenger, that person has left the fold of Islam. He is no longer a Muslim. He is disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. No, by Allah they do not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, no, by your Lord they have not believed until they make you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge of their affairs. Then after that, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And then they don't have resistance to the command that you decree, and they submit to it completely and fully. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They do not believe until they make you a judge. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the way we make the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our judge today is by submitting to the commandments of Islam. The Messenger of Allah, his teachings, his sharia, by submitting fully without resistance in our hearts, by putting our feelings aside and submitting wholeheartedly to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a judge in our affairs when we refer all matters of dispute to the people of knowledge. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he judges between us through the sharia that has been inherited by the scholars of this religion. So when we have a dispute in any affair, we must put our feelings aside and refer to the people of ilm. And then when we see the ruling, we should put aside our feelings and submit humbly without resistance in our hearts. وَلَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجٍ. Not having the resistance to the people of knowledge, to the scholars of this religion who explain the sharia to the people. وَيُسَنِّمُ تَسْلِمًا. This is what Islam means. يُسَنِّمُ. Islam means submission, putting the feelings aside, putting our lusts and desires, our whims aside, and submitting to the commandment of Allah Most High. Finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, perceiving evil omens in days is forbidden. Believing that certain days are superstitious, are forbidden, or that certain types of birds are bad luck. These are things that were from the period of Jahiliyyah that Islam came to eradicate. Perceiving evil omens does not change the decree of Allah. If somebody sees something, he thinks it's an evil omen, it will not change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا عدوى. He said, there is no contagion, no disease spreads on its own except by the will of Allah. And he said, there is no tiyara. There is no evil omen from the birds, whether they fly left or right. There is no tiyara. And there's no hama. Seeing a certain type of bird in Jahiliyyah, they thought it was bad luck. The Prophet ﷺ negated that. And he said, there is no bad omen in the month of Safar. In the time of Jahiliyyah, they thought the month of Safar, it had bad omen. And he contradicted all of this. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, guard the Tawheed of Allah. Beware of the things that negate your Tawheed. Beware of believing in any omens and superstitions, and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. May you be successful. And give Allah His just stature. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They did not give Allah His right authority. May Allah make us of those who give Allah His due right and authority. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.